祈りましょう。神様語ってくれるように、うん、父なる神様、どうぞ今日のメッセージを通して、それ以上に今日の今日読む聖書の御言葉を通して、神様あなたが私たちに語ってください。
Lord, please speak to us today through your word and through the word that we are giving in this message as well.
そして本当にあなたの愛の中に、そしてあなたの安息の中に、あなたのサバスの中に行こうことができますように。
Lord, help us to be able to rest, to be able to be recharged and refreshed.In your Sabbath and through your words.
今日あなたが私たちを教え、私たちの人生が変えられると信じます。
And we believe that you can change our lives and you will change our lives through your message for us today.
イエス様の名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
アーメン。録音、はい、どうぞ座ってください。録音大丈夫かな？
Have a seat.
Okay. 今日は休むっていう話をしたようなんです。ああ、夏休みってチューブに歌あったやんか、あれ。
So our message series is called Rest and we are going to talk aboutTaking a rest.
うん、あのさ、まあ、休みって言うたら、まあ、普通 お勤めしてる人っていうのは会社っていうのは有給休暇ってあるやんか。
So, you know, for those of us that are in the workforce, in the labor force, we've got something that is called, well, it's paid leave, it's days of rest or days of leave.
トレーナー勤めてる学校に有給休暇あんの？
I guess so. I mean, some of it's kind of.
I guess あるようなないような。
I have it, but I don't.
あるけど。
Yeah, I mean, I don't always have to ask for days. I mean, summer break is summer break.
まあそれ日本のサラリーマンとしゃあないなそれな。あのな日本のサラリーマンはなんかどうしてもやらなあかんことがあるときに申し訳なく上司に有給休暇下されてお願いするわけです。
You know, so for some of us who are a little bit luckier, maybe like myself, like I've got this period of time that I can.Take off of work and there's no qualms about it. I just take it off. But for the average Japanese businessman, it's a little bit harder. The times that they're allowed to get time off of work, they actually really, really have to need it. They have to really, really want it. They have to really, really beg for it.
ほんまに、ほんまは休んでもええねんでっていう日やねんけど。
Now, of course, if you've got paid leave...That's your right. You are supposed to be allowed to take that paid leave when you want to.
だけどそれをもらうときには本当は僕はそれに値しないんですけど、リザーブしないんですけど、で言ってもらわなかった。
But you know, as a Japanese businessman, even though you deserve it, even though you have earned it, you have to act as though you don't deserve it, as though you're not worthy of it, and you have to kind of ask, "Can I please take my time off?"
しかもそれ何のために取るかって言うたら、免許証が切れたから免許証の更新に行くとか、もうどうしても行かなあかん家族の用事とか、それともまあもうたまりにたまってずっとやってなかった家族サービスでディズニーランドに連れて行かなあかんとか、そういうことのために取らなあかん。
So the times that Japanese businessmen or businesswomen would tend to take off would be like those days that they absolutely need to take off, like I've got to go renew my driver's license and it can't be done on the weekends, or you know, I've got a family member that's really, really sick and I'm the only one that can take care of them, or it might be like, well, my family really needs this time off, I want to take them to Disneyland, but I can't tell them it's Disneyland, so you make up another excuse about your family, right?
そう。で、有給休暇にね、ゆっくり休むために有給休暇取る人一人もらえない。
Now, these are supposed to be paid days of leave or paid days off or days of rest, but nobody tends to take these days off to actually rest.
僕はゆっくり休むために有給休暇取りますのでくださいっていう人一人もおらんの。
There is not a single person in this country that goes to their boss or to the supervisor and says, I need some time off to rest. I'm taking a day off so I can rest.
で、有給休暇を取るために嘘つかなあかん場合もあるわけ。
You kind of even have to lie sometimes about the reason that you want to take the day off.
で、親戚のおばちゃん殺さなあかんかって、いや、親戚のおばちゃん死んでもうて僕お葬式行かなあかんのです。北海道でって言って嘘つかなあかんわけ。
You know, like even though you don't even have an auntie or whatever, you're like, oh yeah, my auntie died and she lives in Hokkaido and I've got to go to the funeral.
多分皆さんはあの親戚の存在しないおばちゃんを4人ぐらいもうすでに殺せると思うんやけども。はい。というの、休んではいけませんというのがこの社会の教えなんです。
So what our society here is telling us is that we are not supposed to rest or it's not good to rest.
そしてそんな社会に生きている私たちに神様は休みなさいと教えてるんです。
However, God is telling us, we who live in 21st century Japan, that we must rest.
すごい不思議なことやねんけど、神様は私たちに休むことを命令してるんです。
Isn't that interesting that God actually commands us in His word,He commands us to rest.
安息日、休むことは神様の命令、聖書に明確に書かれているんです。
Now it is God's commandment in the Bible that we are to honor the Sabbath, which means to take a day of rest.
先週から私たちは週に一回休むという神様の命令を大切にしましょうという rest 夏休みというメッセージのシリーズを始めました。
So this is a message series that we started last week, and we want to look at this.Commandment that God has given us to take a day of rest, and we want to take this seriously. We want to follow it.
それはもう朝早く起きて釣りに行ったりなんかしたりあれしたりこれしたりあれしたりこれしたりのための休みではなくて本当に落ち着いて体と心を休めるための休息のための休みのことです。
Now, a lot of times, like if you got a day off, you might be like, "Finally, I get a day off to do what I want. I love fishing. I'm going to wake up at 3 in the morning and drive for 2 hours so that I can sit in a boat all day." But that's Is that really rest? Is that what we're talking about?
Okay, 皆さんは休みの時何しますか?
What do you do on your days off?
いや、そんなんだって無理そんな休むとか、だってせっかくの休みなのにもったいないやんかって皆さん言うかもしれません。
And you might be saying, well, like, I, you know, this is my only day off that I've had all month, or I finally get a day where I can do what I want to do.I can't put it to waste. I gotta use it.
だから休みの時しかできへんなんかいろいろあるしとかっていうのも
言うと思う。There's a lot of things that I can only do on those days off.
うん。それでも神様は週に一度安息日を取りなさい、休みなさいと教えてるんです。
So as much as you might want to be super productive on your day off, God is also saying, look, a day of rest is a very important thing. You must rest.
なんででしょう。
Why?
今日はそれを僕は皆さんに5つのランダムなポイントをわーっと出していくから皆さんそれで少しでも学んでほしいと思います。
So we're going to bring up 5 points here about why the Sabbath is important, why it's important to rest. If you can get something from these 5 points, wonderful.
今日最後に僕が言うことは簡単です。どうぞ安息日を取り始めてください。もう24時間取ることが難しかったら12時間でも6時間からでも始めてください。
And in the end, you know what I'm going to tell you to do is take that day of Sabbath and honor the day of Sabbath. Now, if you can't do a 24-hour Sabbath, that's fine. You know, don't start there. If you can start with 12 hours or 6 or even 3 hours, just start.
それが神様が祝福されているという安息日の秘密だからです。
That is the secret of the Sabbath is that God is going to bless your time of rest.
皆さんどういうふうにそれを取るかクリエイティブに考えてください。
So you might have to be a little bit creative to find ways to get those pockets in your schedule where you can actually do nothing or you can rest.
僕は皆さんの牧師として皆さんが安息日を取ることを応援します。
And I will encourage you and I will support you in your endeavors.To take time to rest.
じゃあ安息日の起源を考えてみましょう。どういうところから始まったんですか?
So let's think about the origins now of the Sabbath. How did this all get started?
安息日の一番最初3500年前でした。
This actually started 3,500 years ago.
その頃イスラエルの民はエジプトという国で奴隷生活を送っていました。
In those days, the country of Israel or the people of Israel were actually slaves in Egypt.
毎日朝から晩まで何時間も働かされて、そして虐待されていたんです。
Now they worked from morning till night, you know, they were treated very poorly. They were slaves.
だけど聖書にこう書いてあります。しかし神は彼らの叫びを聞かれて、そして解放者であるモーセという人をそこに送られたというんです。
And it says in God's word in the book of Exodus that God heard their cries for help and God sent them Moses.
うん。そしてそのモーセという人は奴隷を解放してくださいと、その当時のエジプトの王様パロに直談判しに行ったんです。
And so Moses, the emancipator, went to the Pharaoh of Israel, of Egypt, and he said, "You need to set my people free."
彼はこういうふうに言いました。私の神様があなたにこういうふうに言ってるんですよ、パロ。Let my people go って、私の民を解放して砂漠に送り出してください。そこで彼らが私を礼拝するようにしなさいと言ってるんです。
Moses went to Pharaoh and he said, "My God or our God, the God of Israel, says to you, Pharaoh, you let my people, that's God's people, you let my people go. They need to go off into the desert and they need to worship me. They need to worship the Almighty God."
最初パロは、はあ、何言うてんねんこいつって、そんな無理に決まってるやんけっていうのが最初の応答でした。
And Pharaoh was like, "Who do you think you're talking to here? Like, I own you guys. You're my slaves. Nuh-uh, not letting you go."
なぜならば、エジプトのその当時の経済というのは奴隷制度に完全に依存してたから。
Now you gotta remember that this is Egypt, and you know they're relying very heavily on the slaves.That they have got, they're pushing them hard, and without those slaves, nothing's going to get done in their country.
だけれどもそのパロの固くなさのために神様はモーセを通して10の災害、10個の災害をエジプトに送り、エジプトの社会を壊滅的に打撃しました。
Now Pharaoh was a very stubborn man. He refused to let the people go, and so God sent 10 different plagues down on the land of Egypt through Moses.
そして最終的にはパラオは頼むからも出て行ってくれっていうふうにお願いし始めたわけです。
And by the time all was said and done, you know, Pharaoh was actually begging Moses, like, please, please leave us alone. You and your God, just get out of here. Just go.
さあ、そのパロが泣いて頼んだあの日、あのイスラエルの人たちは奴隷だったんですけれども、バックパックに入れるもんだけ入れて、手押し車に入れるもんだけ入れて、エジプトの国を飛び出していったんです。
And can you imagine the situation then? You know, the Israelites have been slaves for years and years and years, hundreds of years, right? And now all of a sudden they're set free. Well, they've got to find a backpack, they've got to find carts, they've got to find stuff.You know, that they can pack up because they're finally going to have a life of their own, right?
彼ら200万人の人でした。
You know, it's about 2 million people here, including women and children.
何のためにエジプトを出て行ったんですか？それはモーセが言うその神様に会うためです。砂漠のある山に住んでるらしいという神様に会うためでした。
Now, since they've been slaves for so long, they know nothing but the slave life. And so they're like, well, where are we going from here? Like, we're leaving Egypt, but where are we going? Well, Moses told them, we're going to a mountain and we're going to meet God there and God is going to tell us
what's next. そして彼らモーセに連れられて砂漠を移動し始めたわけです。
So these 2 million people, this huge clan of people, they leave the land of Egypt and they're heading off into the desert.
多分想像すると簡単だと思うんですけど、一番最初に困るのは水と食料よね。
You can probably guess
200万人やでこれ。
That the biggest problem that they're facing is how are you going to feed and how are you going to water 2 million people in the desert?
まだモーセに200万人をどうやって養うか計画があったんか言ったらあんまりなかったんです。
Now, do you think Moses had a plan in mind when he finally was allowed to take the people out of Egypt as to how to feed and how to have water for these 2 million people?
彼の計画はこうでした。とってもシンプルで、神様には計画があるというのが彼の計画でした。
He asked Moses, what was your plan? What's your plan? What are we doing next? And he's like, oh, I know the plan, I know the plan. Hey, God, what was the plan? I don't know, right? His plan was that God had the plan.
そして本当に蓋を開けてみると、本当に神様にはプランがあったんです。
And you know, if you look at things carefully, God actually did have a perfect plan for them.
彼らが砂漠を移動していく最中に、朝になるとパンくずのようなものが地面にわーっと敷き詰められるように降ったというんです。
You know, God provided for them bread, and it was in a very strange or wonderful way that when they woke up in the morning, there were these like flakes or something on the ground that they could actually turn into bread. They could make it into bread.
彼らはそのパンくずのようなものを集めて実際にパンを作ったんです。
So they'd actually like,put it together, mix it together, whatever, and they would actually bake bread.
そしてそのパンのことを彼らはマナと呼びました。
They called this bread manna.
そして夜にはうずらが飛んできて彼らのタンパク源になったんです。
Now, in the evening, very often quail would come and they would kind of settle around in that area, and so there was their protein for the day, right?
だけれども神様はそのマナに関して一つのルールっていうかスケジュールを設定しました。
But interesting thing about this whole, you know, idea of eating food, of making bread out of the stuff on the ground and eating quail, there was this rule or this rhythm that was established within
that. なんぼ大きな入れ物持ってきてもあなたが取っていいのは一人一日分一個だけもう一塊分だけで一日分だけで家族の分だけ一日分取っていいですよというのが神様のルールでした。
Now they didn't have warehouses or barns or silos or anything that they could put all of this grain or anything into. They had no way of doing that, and so God said, "Look, each and every one of you needs to collect enough for one person." For one day.
その日に持って帰って、その日に焼いかんともう腐るから、一人一日、必ず明日も降りますから、必ず明後日も降りますから、一人一日一日分を朝集めてくださいって言った。
So when you wake up in the morning and you go into the desert and you see this stuff on the ground, you pick up enough for yourself for one day, you make enough bread for yourself for one day. If you make any more than that, it's just going to rot and go bad.
欲張ってたくさん集めようって、一日のうちにたくさん集めようしないでください。
You know, don't try to get too much. Don't try and accumulate this stuff. It's not good for you.
あなたの貪欲さ、あなたのグリードと戦ってください、毎朝。
You know, you gotta fight off that urge to be greedy every morning. But I'm gonna provide for you every morning.
だけど、6日目にはちょっと違うことをしてほしいんです。
But I've got a separate rule for you on the sixth day.
6日目には2日分集めてください。
So on the sixth day, actually, you can collect 2 days worth.
で、なんでか言うわって。
I'll tell you why.
なんでか、7日目にはそれは降らへんからです。
The reason is because the seventh day of this cycle, there won't be anything on the ground for you to collect, so you got to collect double on the
sixth day. だから外にあるんちゃうかな、もう出てきててないからね、よろしくね、その辺っていう。
Now you might go out on the seventh day and hope that there's going to be some, but there won't be any there.
そして7日目になるとモーセは6日目に2日分皆さん集めたでしょう。その2日目分を食べてくださいねとアナウンスしたんです。
And so then Moses would say, okay, remember yesterday on the sixth day when you all collected double the amount as usual. Okay, so today, whatever was left from that double that you collected, that's what you're going to bake today for your seventh day.
7日目にモーセがしたアナウンスメントが聖書に書かれています。出エジプト記の16章の25節見てください。うん。今日は二日目にとって多分、それを食べなさい。なんでか言うわ。それは、今日は、主の安息であるからです。
This is a completely foreign idea to the Israelites at this time, but Moses explains to them this rule. He says, eat it today. It meaning the second day worth of stuff that they collected. Eat it today, Moses said, because today is a Sabbath to the Lord.
初めて聞いたです。七日目は、主の安息ですって、初めて聞いたわ。そんな、知らんかった。
So this is the first time they've ever heard this word Sabbath, right? And they're like, what is Shabbat? What is this all about?
なんで8日目ちゃうんや、なんで6日目ちゃうんやろ、1日目取ったらええやんかと思うんやけど、7日目らしいです。なんでかわからんけど。
So why is it the seventh day? Why isn't it like 7 days of provision and then the eighth day? Why isn't it the sixth day? Why isn't it the tenth day? Why seven?
しかし彼らはその7日のサイクルをその日から始めたんです。その7日間のサイクルを数回続けながら神が住んでいるというホレブという山のふもとに来たんです。
And so, you know, they started this cycle in their lives. Remember, they've been slaves forever or for a long time. They didn't know about a seven-day, you know, life cycle or anything. They started it here, and after several weeks of repeating the cycle and finally getting used to it, they arrive at Mount Horeb, where Moses told them that God would be, that they would be able to talk to God.
そしてそこで神様は200万人のイスラエルのために山の上から声をかけられたんです。
And at this time, in this place, at Mount Horeb, they're down at, you know, in the foothills, and God is up on the mountain, and he speaks to them from the mountaintop.
まず自己紹介から。
Well, first he introduces himself.
私はあなたをエジプトから救い出した神です。
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's God. I saved you out of Egypt.
あなたは私の宝物です。
You are my treasure.
そしてあなたに今から10個のルールをあげます。
I'm going to give you 10 rules to live your lives by.
それはあなたが200万人の奴隷の集まりではなくて、一つのコミュニティ、一つの国になるためです。
Now, I'm not giving you these rules because you are my slaves or because you are or were slaves. I'm giving you these rules because you're a new community and as a community, we're going to have some rules to live by together.
ただのコミュニティ、ただの国ちゃうで、私の性質、私の栄光を表す国になるようにです。
But you're not just going to be like another community, you know, in the crowd or anything like that. You are a special community because you're my people and you're going to show the world my glory.
私はあなたの神になり、あなたは私の民になります。
Because I will be your God.And you will be my people.
そしてだから皆さんにお願いします。まず最初に、決して他の神様を取り入れないでください。
So the very first rule for you then is because I am your God and you are my people, there's no other gods for you, just me.
それを聞いたイスラエルの人がどういうふうな反応したと思いますか?
What kind of reaction do you think the Israelites had when they heard this?
神様一人だけ決くさいとか言わんと二人三人ちょっと行っとこうやって言うたとは僕は思いません。
I don't think that they were saying, wait a minute, can't we have like two or maybe three more gods besides you? Like, wouldn't that be kind of nice? No.
今まで経験した十個のエジプトでの十個の災害を神様が用意した様子、そこから砂漠に旅する間に神様がパンを用意してくれたことを考えたら、この神様を自分と神様、自分の神様にできるのは、なんて素晴らしいことなんだろうと思って、エキサイトしたと思います。
They lived through, you know, being rescued out of slavery. They saw the 10 plagues that hit the Egyptians, but did not hit them. They experienced, you know, being fed in the desert for several weeks, you know, with this bread. So I'm sure they said, hey, if you are God, if you did all of this for us, gladly we will serve you and you only.
神様を、他に持ったらあかん、もう絶対そんなしませんって思った。
They're probably like, well, of course, yeah, we're not going to have any other gods, obviously.
私の表すために偶像を作ってはいけませんって。
And God then also said to them, you are not to create any idols, you are not to create any objects out of out of tools, even if it's supposed to be a representation of me, you're not to create them.
多分聞いてる人は、あなたのような神をどうやって表せって言うんですか？もちろん偶像を作りませんと言ったでしょう。
And these people might have been saying, yeah, you know, like even if we tried to create something that would represent you, like how do we represent someone as amazing as you? Yeah, okay, we won't do it.
うん。そして三つ目こう言います。私の名前を大切に扱ってください。
And the third rule was,Don't take my name in vain. In other words, don't take my name lightly.
もちろんです。こんなに麗しい神様がいるでしょうか?
Of course, you know, like you are the most amazing God. How could we ever possibly use your name lightly?
そして4番目に何が来たかというと、多分イスラエルの人はこう考えているの。だから一生懸命頑張ってねっていうメッセージが来ると思ったんです。
So they're probably thinking at this point, the Israelites heard these three, you know, first three commandments, and they're probably thinking, God is going to tell us next that we've got to work our hardest, work our butts off to try and earn God's favor or something like that.
だけど4つ目はこう。
But this is what God said.
はい、出エジプト記の20章の8節、4番目のルール、それは安息日を覚えて、これを聖なる日としなさい。つまり、6日間働いてあなたのすべての仕事をしなければならないけれども、しかし7日目はあなたの神、主の安息日である。あなたはどんなことをしてはいけない。あなたもあなたの息子、娘も仕事したらあかん。それにあなたの女奴隷、男奴隷も仕事したらあかん。家畜も仕事したらあかんし、メールもチェックさせたらあかんよ。あなたの猫に。あなたの町国民の中にある在留異国人も仕事させたらあかんよ。それは、主が6日のうちに天と地と海、またそれらの中にいるすべてのものを作り、7日目に休まれたからである。それゆえ主は安息日を祝福し、これを聖なるものとされました。
That was from the NCV, right? The new Cheeto version. New Cheeto version. Yeah, yeah. There's no captain emails in the Bible. Okay. But anyways, this is pretty cool. Okay. So, Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
多分この200万人の元奴隷たちは思います。あれ、だから、マナが6日間あって7日目にはなかったのは、そのためやったんかって分かったんです。
So finally, when they hear this, the Israelites were going, Oh, that's why there was 6 days of manna and then the seventh day there was none.
今目に見えてる世界を神様が作ったんも知らんかったけど、それを6日間で作ったん知らんかったわ今日まで。
I didn't know that God created the heavens and the earth and I certainly didn't know that He created it in 6 days and rested on the seventh.
なんで7日目休んだ知らんかったわ。
I didn't know that He rested too.
で、それを思い出すために、それがパターンやからという理由で、7日目を休みなさい。神様が命令してるってこと。
And so God is saying, well, that's the pattern that I use to create the world. This is a pattern that I want you to observe and follow. That's why God says to them, I want you to rest on that seventh day as well.
皆さん考えて。今忙しい日本の社会に生きてる私たちは、休みなさいっていう命令が来たら、やったー思うやんか。
Wouldn't you be pretty stoked, you know, living here in Japan where it's work, work, work 24-7, 365 a year? If somebody were to say to you, this is my command, this is my order, one day a week, do nothing. Now think about it though from their perspective. Okay, this is 2 million people making their way through the desert and they're a group of former slaves.
Right?
Now they were told that they are going to become God's people. They're going to become a country or a nation under God, right? So they're going to have to work hard to establish that.
なのにこれからずっと7日目はお休みしなさいってこと?
So,I understand, like, when we're in the desert to rest once every 7 days, but once we start to establish our country, you still want us to rest every 7 days?
皆さん考えてください。砂漠を移動する200万人の人が7日のうち1日休むことはほとんど自殺行為でした。
Now, if you think about it, if you're in the desert and you spend a day doing nothing, that's kind of like suicidal almost.
考えてください。7分の1の収入を諦めるんやで。
You have to give up one seventh of your income.
今はマナが降ってくるからええけどな。いつ終わるか分からへんね。
Now, We are being provided food and water here, no problem. Like, we don't have to work to really hard to get that food or anything. So I can understand, okay, well, we'll take the day off now because the food's coming our way. But what are we going to do when the manna stops coming? What are we going to do when we've got to work and earn our own bread, literally?
ちょっと待って、国を作って生活が安定して働けば働くほど儲かるようになったとしても、7日目休むの。
But like, doesn't it make sense that once you establish your country, once you've settled wherever it is that you're going to settle, that you're going to work and work and work, and the more you work, the richer you get, and the more powerful you'll get as a country. Why should we rest?
働けば働くほどリッチになれる状況の中で7分の1の収入を諦めろということ。
So you're telling me that, you know, the principles of work is that the harder you work, the more money you earn, and the more powerful you get, but you're telling us to give up 1/7 of that power, of that finance?
いや、それはちょっとと思ったんちゃうか
な。Yeah, I don't know about that, God. I'm not so sure.
でも実はその通りです。神様はこう言ったんです。あなたが取る休みを私は祝福しますと神様はおっしゃったんです。
But this is what God says, and it's really interesting, isn't it? That He says, the seventh day, that Sabbath day, I am going to bless your rest.
あなたが7日目に一生懸命働く労働を祝福しますとはおっしゃらなかったんです。
He doesn't say, you know, if you work 7 days a week or if you continue to work without rest, I'm going to bless every day that you work.
そして皆さん今僕の説明聞いて分かったと思うけど安息日を守ることはイコール神様が私たちを養ってくれますという信仰のステートメントだったんです信仰の表明だったんです
Now we're making a faith statement when we honor the Sabbath when we observe the Sabbath and what we're saying is that on this day of the weekGod is going to provide the nourishment for us.
働かないことによって私たちは信仰を立て上げることができるんです。
And so it is through honoring the Sabbath, it's through not working that we can build up our faith in God.
安息日は信仰を立て上げるために備えられているんです。
So the Sabbath is there so that we can build our faith.
これは今でも21世紀でも日本でも変わりません。
And this is also true in 21st century Japan.
皆さんはそれを真剣に捉えてますか？
So are you taking that seriously?
つまり私の労働ではなく私のキャリアではなく私の会社が私の人生を支えてくれるんじゃなくて神様が私の人生の中でのプロバイダーです神様が私の人生を支えてくれますって本当に信じますか?
When we observe the Sabbath, when we believe that God will bless the Sabbath, what we're saying is that my sustenance, my prosperity, my health, my well-being,Does not lie, does not rest in my company or in my own hard work or in my salary. It comes from God.
それとも心の中の中でやっぱり私の生活を支えるのは私の会社よね、僕のキャリアよねってどっかで思ってる?
Or do you actually still feel like, no, you know what? I'm the one that's responsible for my own well-being. I'll take care of myself. If I work hard, it's all going to work out.I got my own back.
皆さんに良い知らせがあります。
I got some good news for you.
神様は皆さん一人一人の生活を気にしておられて皆さんを支えられます。
You know what? God cares about each and every one of our lives, our daily lives, and God is going to take care of our lives.
もしそうだとしたらあなたはどうですか ?7 日目に何をしてますか
?So if that's the case, then what are we doing with our seventh day of the week?
あなたはその日に仕事をすることを選びますか
Are you choosing to work to do your job on that seventh day?
それとも休むことを選びますか?
Or are you choosing to rest?
仕事をして自分の生活を支えることを選びますか? 家族の生活を支えることを選びますか?
Are you choosing to, you know, go to work and take care of your finances and take care of providing for your family on that seventh day?
それともインテンショナルに意図的に休みを取ることを通して家族と一緒に神は養ってくださるという自信を立て上げますか?
Or with proper intention, are you saying, I'm going to take this day and I'm going to spend it with my family and I'm going to show my family, I'm going to teach my family, we're going to learn together that resting is God's will for us and that God is going to provide for us on that seventh day as well.
休むことによって信仰を表しますか?それとも働くことによって家族を支えようとしますか?
So what's going to happen on that seventh day? Are you going to show your family that it's through your hard work that the family is able to sustain itself? Or are you going to show your family that it's through rest that God sustains the family.
この考え方は世の中の人は 誰も知らないんです。
Nobody outside of the Christian world believes in this principle.
働くパパママたちに一つ考えてほしいことがあります。あなたがどれほど一生懸命働いて子供に経済的な余裕を提供したとしても、もし神様は養ってくださるという信仰を注ぎ込まなかったら、皆さんは教育は失敗してるんです。
Now, I want you to think about this, mothers and fathers out there. You know, It is true that if you work on that seventh day, you might have a little bit more money or whatever, but the message that you're giving to your kids, the message that you're giving to your spouse is that it's me doing the work, it's me doing the providing, and what you're doing is you're failing to impart to the family that it's God that is the provider, that God is the one that sustains you, and basically, you're failing as parents when you do that.
神様は安息日を取ることを真剣に考えておられる。
You know, God is very seriousVery serious about us taking the Sabbath.
それは神様と私たちの信仰を立て上げるからです。
Because it shows faith, it shows our relationship with God.
だから昔この安息日のペースを立て上げるときにそれを守らない人がいたら神様はブチッと切れはって。
You know, God took some very serious action on the people that did not observe the Sabbath back in the Old Testament days.
あの民数記ナンバーズというところがあるんだけど、ギャンブルちゃうで。民数記っていう民数記の15章にこういうふうなエピソードが書いてあるんです。
There's something in the book of Numbers. It's in Numbers chapter 15.
はい。こういう話があるんです。あるイスラエルのその200万人の民のうちの一人が安息日に焚き木を集めてる人がおったって。
Now there was this guy back in the day, back in these almost the same days as the Ten Commandments, and he went out on the seventh day to gather firewood.
多分寒かったよね。いやもしくはまあご飯作るために薪が必要だったかもしれません。
He might have been feeling a little bit cold. It might have been winter time, or maybe you know he needed something to you know.Get the fire going so that they can cook some food.
でも約束はなんですが、それは7日目には働いたらあかんいうのが約束でした。
But the promise or the rule that God set forth for these people was on the seventh day, you don't do any work.
だから焚き木を集めてた男の人はそれで、いや、安息日守ってないで捕まってモーセのところに連れて行かれたんです。
Now he...who was gathering the firewood was actually caught by some of the other Israelites and he was brought before Moses and they said, hey, look, this dude here, he was out there doing work.
ほんで、モーセさん、これ、この人どうしたらいいの？ルール破ってたんやけど、っていう話になったわけです。
And so then Moses is like, well, okay, this guy broke the rule, but like, what do I do about it?
多分、モーセ思ったと思うし、いや、ただ、焚き木集めとっただけやからな、と思ったんです。
And Moses might have been saying, well,It's not like he was doing anything really bad. He was just collecting firewood.
どうすればいいか分からなくて、モーセは祈りを持って神様に尋ねることにしました。主よ、どうすればいいですか？焚き木を集めた人、安息日に。
And so then, you know, Moses doesn't know what the appropriate action is to take on this guy who is collecting firewood, and so he asks God, like, what do I do with this guy?
神様の答えはシンプルでした。石を投げてその人を処刑しなさい。
And God took some very serious action. It was a very simple answer, though. He said,Stone him.
ちょっと待って。
Hang on a second. Like this guy was collecting firewood. He was not killing anybody.
友達の奥さんとエッチなことしたわけでもない。
He wasn't doing something with his neighbor's wife.
いや、7日目に火集めとっただけやで。
He was collecting firewood so that he could build a fire, but he happened to do it on the Sabbath. What's the big deal?
それで火ですか。
You're saying.Put him to death.
Okay, このストーリーから分かることがあります。
Okay, there's something we can learn from this story.
それは神様は安息日に対して真剣なんです。
And that is that God is very, very serious about the Sabbath day.
それは私たちと神との関係を立て上げる作業だからです。
Because the Sabbath day is a day that we are to build up our relationship with God.
じゃあ皆さんは神との関係を立て上げることに対して真剣ですか？
So are you serious about taking this one day of the week and building up your relationship
with God? それとも皆さんはただ神様から祝福をもらうことだけに熱心なんですか？
Or are you just serious about receiving God's blessing and receiving, receiving, receiving from God?
皆さん安息日を守る習慣をつけ始めましょう。
So let's start to get into the habit of observing the Sabbath, or following the Sabbath.
それは信仰を立て上げます。
Okay, because it's going to build up our faith.
でもそれだけではなくて、私たちの清さも立て上げるんです。それが二つ目のポイント。
Not only that, but point number two, honoring the Sabbath is also going to build up our holiness.
清さというのはこういうことです。神様に従わない人たちとは圧倒的に違うライフスタイルという意味です。
What does holiness mean? It basically means this. that we who believe in God and follow God are going to live a completely different, separate lifestyle from those that don't follow God.
イスラエルの民は7日のうち1日を休むという生活のサイクルを始めました。
So the Israelites started, to show this in one way, and that was through resting on the seventh day.
その当時のミドルイーストの中東のその生活っていうのはもう商売商売商売毎日毎日商売商売商売のスタイルやったから当時としてはすごく変だったと思います。
So in the Middle East, you know, this was not a normal way of living life. I mean, it was all about doing sales, about trading, about building up your wealth as much as you could, as often as you could.
イスラエル人以外の人たちがイスラエル人に7日目にやってきて、いやいや、お商売しますよ。今日はバーゲンの日ですよ。今日は安しときますから、買ってくださいっていうふうに商売しに来たとしましょう。
And so possibly, you know, the cultures around them might have been saying, hey, you Israelites, let's make some deals. Let's do something here. And the Israelites might have said, no, sorry. And they said, no, come on.We'll give you a special deal here, you know, two for one.
だけれども、そう、セット2個で1個タダにしとくよとか、そんなん言うてたもしても、私は7日目には仕事をしませんと彼らは答えたんです。
But the Israelites answered, no, you know what, we don't do business on this day of the week. I'm sorry, we're closed.
え、どういうこと？7日目に仕事せへんってどういうことですか？
Closed? We've never heard that word before. What does that mean?
いや、実は理由があるんです。私たちの礼拝する神様が6日間で世界を作り、7日目に休まれたから、それを記念して私たちは7日目を休む。
So here's a chance for them to show God's glory to this outside culture, and they say, "No, the reason that we're closed is because our God created the universe in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and we want to follow His pattern, so we're honoring Him on this seventh day, so we're not doing work." And they're saying, "Like, what, are you serious? Like, come on, I'm gonna make you a sweet deal. Come on." And they're like, "No, sorry."
そうすると外国人たちはこう言ったと思います。ちょっとあなたたち変ね、それって。
So probably these people in the other cultures are going, oh, Israelites are kind of weird.
変わってるね、それすごい。
Like, that's kind of strange.
普通とちゃうよ、それ。
That's not like the way that people do things.
そしてイスラエル人たちは答えました。だからこそやってるんです。私たちは普通じゃないことを狙ってるんです。私たちは清さを狙ってるんです。
And the Israelites are saying that's exactly the point. We're not trying to be like everybody else. We're not trying to follow the rules of society.
私たちは6日の労働を通して7日分以上神様が祝福してくれるそんな素晴らしい神様に仕えてるんだということを世に示すためにこれをやってるんです。
Just check this out. I mean, we want to show you, we want to show the whole world that.The God that we serve is so amazing and so powerful and so good to us that in our 6 days of work, He's going to bless it to give us 7 days worth or even more. God is going to multiply what we do in those 6 days.
はっきり言ってこの時代でも変よね。もっと稼げるチャンスがあって稼げんのに稼がへんのに変やんか。
And that's, you know, this principle or this idea that the Israelites had of resting on one day and purposely not earning an income on that seventh day, even though they had a chance.That's still weird to this day.
それと同時に神様は私たちの休息を祝福することに真剣なんです。
But, you know, God is very serious about blessing our rest and not just our work.
私たちが安息日を大切にすることによって私たちは神私たちの神様は他の神様と全然ちゃう方やでということを世に示すことができるからです。
So we're showing the world then that the God that we worship, the God that we serve is not like the gods of other cultures, of other religions. Our God is different.
そして7日目に働くことをイスラエル人たちが避けたのにはもう一つ理由がありました。
There's another reason though that the Israelites avoided working on that seventh day.
それは神様が安息日というシステムを始めるときにおっしゃった一言だったんです。
And that was something that God told them.At the very beginning, kind of in the starting of this Sabbath law.
神様、モーセを通してこういうふうに言ったんですね。三つ目のポイント見てみましょう。安息日には神様の、あ、ごめん、三つ目のポイントを出してください。あ、そうか。先に読もうか。出エジプト記16章、こういうふうに書いてあります。それでモーセは言った。神様がこういうふうに言ってるんですね。今日はそれを食べなさい。さっきの言葉でね。今日は主の安息です。今日はそれを野で見つけることはできません。6日の間はあるよ。それを集めることができます。しかし安息日である7日目にはそれはないからね。それなのに民のあるものはあると思って7日目に仕事に出たんだけど何にも見つからなかった。
So, before we head into the third point, let's check this scripture. We're going back to Exodus 16. It says, Eat it today, Moses said. That again is the second day of their the stuff they collected. Because today is the Sabbath to the Lord, you will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found none.
3つ目のポイント、それは安息日の労働に神様の祝福がないということです。
So that is the third point, that there is no provision on the Sabbath.
確かに僕が本来なす休まなければならない時に、例えば日曜日のメッセージを作ることができます。何かの原稿を書くことは僕はできます。もちろんできるよ、安息日にそれをすることは。
Now, the truth of the matter is, for myself, for Fumi as pastor, you know, on that day off, on the seventh day of the week, it is possible that I get ahead, you know, and I can work ahead and I can start to work on the next week's message. I can start to, you know, make my script for that,
right? だけど僕はその時になんか自分を絞り出しているような感じがする。油注ぎがないような感じがするんです。
But, you know, whenever I do that, or if, you know, when I've tried that before, I always feel like there's no anointing. I always feel kind of dried up. I feel like whatever I try to get done really doesn't have God's blessing
on it. ないんやと思うね。
And really, there isn't. I mean, God's blessing is not on what I'm doing.
つまり安息日っていうか7日目僕が休みって決めてる日に神様のために休むって決めてる日に働いてもそこに神様の祝福はないんやということ。
And so I really do believe that even if I try to work on that seventh day, even if I try to do work unto the Lord on that seventh day, there's no blessing on it.
もしかしたら収入はあるかもしれないよ。
And there might be like, you know, some income coming in if I work on that seventh day.
新プロジェクトが進むかもしれないよ。
You know, if I'm working on a project at work or whatever, and if I take my seventh day and I do something, the project may progress.
だけれども天からの豊かな霊的祝福がそこにはないということ。
But that spiritual blessing, that special blessing from the Lord upon that project, upon my income, is not going to be there.
残らない収入になるっていうことです。
You know, I may receive some income from the work that I do on that day, but that income is not going to stick around.
それでも僕はあなたは7日目に一生懸命仕事する。
So,If you know that as a fact, if you know that the seventh day if you work, you're not going to have a blessing upon that income, are you still going to go out and work on that seventh day?
もう一度皆さん言うで、労働が私たちの人生を支えているのではないんです。
Let's remember this, that it's not labor, it's not hard work that sustains us.
会社が私たちの生活を支えているのではないんです。
It's not the company and it's not the CEO that sustains us.
私たちのプロバイダー、私たちの命の供給主は誰ですか?
Who is our provider?Who is the one that is giving all to us?
あなたの学校でもあなたの会社でもありません。
It's not your school, it's not your company.
あなたを愛し、一人子を送ってくださった神様ご自身こそがあなたの救い主であり、導き主なんです。
The one who guides you, the one who provides for you, is the one who created this world, the one who sent down his son into this world to die for our sins.
6日間はあなたのハードワークに、あなたの一生懸命の労働に神様の豊かな祝福があるでしょう。
You know what? God is going to bless your hard work. He's going to bless all the hard work that you do for 6 days.
だけれども7日目には神の祝福がどこにあるんですか?あなたの休息の中にあるんです。
But where is the blessing from God on that seventh day? The blessing from God on the seventh day is going to come in your rest.
僕はこれを生活の中に取り入れるのを今やっています。
And I'm trying to, you know, incorporate this into my weekly rhythm.
だけど僕がもう一つチャレンジしなければいけないのは、受験生のパパとしてみのりちゃんに週に1日勉強しない日を作りなさいということです。
But now this is a really hard one for the parent of somebody that's trying toenter into a prestigious high school or have entrance exams, you know, in the near future, my daughter Minori, you know, as a father for me to actually tell her to not study for one day.
普通の受験生のパパママはどうしますか日曜日に?
What is the average father or mother going to do on Sunday when their child has got entrance exams coming up?
それは塾に行く最高の日なわけ。
You say, this is the best day for you to go to cram school and learn more.
でも僕がみのりに教えないといけないことはこれです。
But there's something that I've got to say to my daughter.
あなたが安息日に一日勉強しなくても神様はあなたの人生を導くことができます。
I got to tell my daughter that, you know what, even if you take one day off from studying every week,God is going to provide. God is going to lead your life perfectly.
一週間のうちに6日も勉強、思いっきり勉強できるときやのになんでやってないの、あなた。
But little girl, you better study your butt off for the other 6 days.
ほんまや。ほんで、土曜日の夜から日曜日の夜に夕方頃にかけて、みのりちゃんに脳みそと体休めて、神様をまず礼拝して、教えると、キッズのコーラにダンス教えなさい。
And so, you know, I'll tell my daughter that from Saturday night until Sunday night, you know, you are not to open any of your textbooks. Do not study. You know, you are to, you can come to church. You can hang out with your friends and have fun. You can worship God. You can teach the kids dance.
で、次、そんなんやっても次の中間テストの点数上がれへんよ。
But, you know, my grades aren't going to go up if I do that.
だけれども、僕はみのりちゃんに安息日の大切さを教えることによって、神を信頼するという、信仰をインパートすることができるんです。注ぐことができるんです。
And so, what I want to do is I want to be able to input that into Minori's life, into her life rhythm, that on the seventh day, you don't need to keep working hard. You actually need to spend that time with God. God is going to provide just enough and even more than enough in your life.
なぜなら僕は知ってるからです。7日目に勉強しても成績は上がらんて。
Because I know that even if you study on that seventh day, your grades aren't going to go up.
もしくは成績は上がるかもしらん。
Well, they might go up a little bit.
だとしても僕はみのりちゃんにそれを拒絶することを教えたいと思います。
But even if they're going to go up a little bit, I still don't want her to study on that day, and I'm going to tell her that.
私の人生を導くのは良い成績ではなくて神ご自身ですという信仰を彼女が持ってほしいからです。
Because guess what's going to give me a better and richer life? It's not going to be if I score 5 points higher on my test. The better life is going to come from receiving that blessing in the rest from God.
休んで何すんのよ話になるわけやん。
So now we've reached this point. Now we say, okay, so what do we do on our days of rest? Like, how do we rest?
それは4番目か。それは私たちは安息日に神様の命の息を吸い込む日なんです。命を受け取る日なんです。
So this seventh day, then the day of rest must be a day of taking life in.
私たちは休みができてやった、あんわてあれしてこれしてどっか行って遊んで動いて考えて計画してゴーゴーゴーみたいな。ペースを取りがちです。
So a lot of times we get pretty excited when we've got this day off and our first day off in a long time. We're like, okay, well, I want to do this, 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 this and this and this.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but non-stop, you know, pedal to the metal on our day off.
Go, go, go! って楽しむの僕大好きやで。僕いいと思うで。
It's a wonderful thing to have fun. I mean, it's great to do a lot of fun stuff, right?
せやけど、いつ休むの？いつリラックスするの？いつ休息するんです？いつエネルギーを補給するんですか？
But then the question is, when do you actually sit down? When do you actually like take in that deep breath? When do you get recharged if you're going to be nothing but, you know, non-stop go, go, go on your day off?
無限の力を持つ神様だって7日目に休まれたんです。
Okay, do you remember who created the world in 6 days and the rest of the seventh day? This is the God who is omnipotent, who is omniscient, who has got all the power.
あなたは神様にもスタミナありますか？
Do you have more stamina than God?
でも考えてください。なんで神様休まなかったん？休まんでもいけるはずじゃん。全知全能やねんから。
Well, okay. God is all powerful. God is almighty. And why did God have to rest? I don't get it.
それが書いてあるところがあります。出エジプト記の31章を見てみましょう。神様こういうふうにおっしゃいました。安息日っていうのは永遠に私とあなたたちとの間の印です。私とイスラエルの間の印です。それは主が6日間に天と地を作り7日目に休み憩われたからであると書いてます。
So we've got the reason here in Exodus chapter 31 verse 17. It says this: It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
あなたが7日目に休息をすることは、私とあなたが信頼の関係があるということの証拠だよと、印だよと神様おっしゃったんです。
So God is saying, you know, this is the proof, this is the evidence that we have got a solid relationship when we rest on the seventh day.
だから大切にしてほしいんですよ。
So I want you to take it seriously.
あなたがルール守ってるかどうかチェックした。そんなん違うねん。
I'm not doing it to make sure that you're, you know, you've checked all your boxes and you're following all the rules. That's not the reason.
私はあなたのことを愛してるから愛の関係を立て上げたいんです。
It is because I love you and I want to build up this love relationship with you.
そして6日間神様は世界を作られて7日目に休まれたんです。憩われたと書いてます。
And so it does say, you know, that God rested on the seventh day.After he took 6 days to create the heavens and the earth.
この refreshed 憩われたという意味は息を吸われたという意味です。
Now the meaning of the word refreshed here actually is to inhale.
ね、例えばランニングした後とかもすごい運動した後って、まあ、あれで体の中に酸素なくなってもう息を吸いたいという気になるやんか。
Okay, for any of you out there who are crazy enough to be runners in this heat.You know that after a long run, you're kind of out of breath and you need to catch your breath, right? You need to breathe in some oxygen.
そういう時は日本語でも英語でも僕は一息つかなあかん言うや。
You You know, and so it's true in Japanese, it's true in English too. The saying is that I've got to catch my breath.
もう酸素入れへんと死ぬみたいになる。
If I don't breathe in some oxygen here, I'm dead.
じゃあどうして神様は7日目に息を吸われたんですか?
So why did God have to breathe in on the seventh day?
6日間何してた?
What did he do for six days?
息吸わへんかった。
Did he not breathe on those days?
Okay, 神様6日間何したかというと、言葉を通して世界を作ってたんです。
Now it says in the word of God, it says in the book of Genesis that God breathed out, he spoke the world into existence.
で、皆さん言葉喋ってる時っていうのは私たちは息を吐いてねんな。
And when we speak, right, we are exhaling. Is that not right?
吸いながら喋る。うん、僕はとかって喋られへんやん。そう、三万ちょっとぐらい喋るかもしれんけど。普通吐いて喋るんです。
I'm not even going to try this, but you know, you can't really inhale as you're speaking, right? I mean, it just makes you sound really weird.
そして6日間喋って世界を作り、話して喋って世界を作ったんです。
And so God spent six days exhaling.Breathing out, speaking the world into existence.
最後に口の言葉を通して人間を作りました。
And in that final breath on the sixth day is when he created human beings. He breathed life into Adam.
そして彼の体の中にふーっと命の息を入れたんです。
And so, he breathed right into Adam's lungs. Right?
そして7日目に何したんですか?
And then what did he do on the seventh day?
息を吸われて。リラックスして行われたんです。
He inhaled, he relaxed, he was refreshed.
息を吸ったんです。
He inhaled.
なんで息吸いはったん?
Why?
もう一度私たちを命の息で祝福するためです。
God inhaled so that he could exhale again and breathe more life and more blessing into humanity.
皆さん知ってますか? この聖書は神の霊感によって書かれたと書いています。
Now it says in the Word of God, and we believe that the Bible.Is God inspired? It is God breathed.
神の息吹によって書かれたと言って、息によって書かれた。
It was written by the very breath of God, right?
もしこれが神の息ならば、
So if this is God's breath,
私たちは安息日に何するの?
What do we do on our day off?
吸ってください。
We've got to inhale. We've got to take in the God-breathed word.
それが安息日の大切なるべきことの人。
That is one of very important things that we need to do on the Sabbath.
僕の安息日は月曜にしてます。
So I myself have Monday as my Sabbath.
教会の仕事できるだけせんようにしてます。
And so I try very hard as much as possible to not do anything church related on that day.
多分皆さんに返信しないといけない E メールがあったとしても多分ないのはそのためです。
You know, if you feel if you've sent me an email and you're expecting a reply, it's not going to come on Monday because I'm probably not going to reply on Monday.
その日はリラックスして、もうレクリエーションとして僕は聖書を読みます。
And so on that day, I will rest, I will relax, and I will read the Bible recreationally, not as part of a reading.
日曜日の準備とかそんなんちゃうくて。
Now, I'm not reading it on that Monday, saying, okay, what am I going to teach next Sunday? How am I going to incorporate this? No.
月曜日に。と吸い込むんです。
On Monday, I'm just slurping it up like soba noodles.
そして僕は日曜日何するんですか?
And then what do I do on Sunday? I'm blowing it out on you guys. Pardon my breath.
皆さん、もし皆さんが家庭の中で、社会の中で、命の息を与える側になりたいんだったら。
Now, if you want to be someone who is giving life, who is giving God's word, who is giving God's hope to others,You know, six days a week.
安息日に命の息を吸い込んでください。神様だってそうされたんだから。
You know what you better do on that seventh day? You better take some in so that you've got something to give out.
座って神様と語らう時間を取ってください。祈る時間を取ってください。
Spend that time sitting down, hearing from God, speaking to God.
なんか森林植物園に行って座って一人で聖書を読むのいいかもしれません。
You know, and there's no set pattern or set way to do it. You could do it sitting in this chair. You could do it up on a mountaintop. You can do it anywhere.
クリエイティブに考えてください。
You gotta be creative about it.
あなたの息を吸い込む日です。
This is the day for you to breathe in.
一息ついてください。
So take that breath.
それが最も生産的でプロダクティブなあなたの人生の過ごし方です。
That is the most productive that you can possibly be on your day off.
で、そしてそれをしなければどうなりますか?
And if we don't do that, what happens?
次の5つ目のポイントを見ましょう。
This is the fifth point.
はい。あなたの一を軽視すればそれは溜まっていきます。
Unobserved Sabbaths.Accumulate.
安息日を例えば皆さんが一週間のうち取らへんで働いて働いて働いて働いて働いて働いて言うても僕は捕まえたって石破投げへんでそれは。
I'm not watching what all of you are doing, and so on your Sabbath, if you choose to work, or if you're working nonstop, I'm not going to be standing there with a big stone saying, sit down and rest, right?
で、なんでかって言うたら、私たちはルールを守ることによってではなくて、一方的な神の恵みによって救われたと信じてるからです。イエス様の十字架によって罪許されたって、律法から解放されたと知ってるからです。
Because being a follower of God is not about following all the rules. That's not how we earn our salvation, because we don't earn it. Because God has given it to us. It's through His favor, it's through His grace, it's through the work that He did. So it's not about works for us.
だからといって、これを守らへんことのナチュラルコンセプトとか自然な結果からもう抜けれるとは思わないでください。
But I also don't want you to make the mistake of saying, well, if it's not about rules, it's all about grace, then the rules don't matter, because that's not true either.
例えば、10回、神様が設定された最初の憲法、10個の憲法にこういうふうに書いてあります。嘘をついたらあかんよ、殺したらあかんよ、盗んだらあかんよ、勧誘してはいけませんっていうふうに書いてありますけど。
Okay, so think about this. You know, within the Ten Commandments, there are rules like don't lie, don't kill, don't steal, don't cheat.
そしてそれを私たちが例えば守らなかったとしても、イエス様の血潮によって許された私たちは救われてるんですけど。
Now, if we don't follow those commandments, it doesn't mean that we're not saved. I mean, God, Jesus' blood still saves us and forgives us.
だけれども、同時に私たちがやったことに対する自然な結果は生まれます。嘘ついたら友達を失います。
But guess what? If you break those commandments, there are natural consequences. I mean, like if you lie, you may lose a friend.
盗んだり殺人をしたら、警察に捕まります。
If you kill somebody, if you steal, you know, you're gonna get captured by the police, right?
性的に淫らなことをエンジョイしてやるときにそのツケを払うのは私たちです。
You know, when we enjoy, you know, the dark side or the dirty side of life, we're going to suffer consequences that come naturally.
そしてそれみんな分かってるんです。
And everybody knows it.
そして私たちのほとんどはそれはただ単に結果がついてくるだけじゃなくて罰を与えるべきやとも思ってるんです。
And a lot of us actually, when we think about these commandments, we understand not only do they have natural consequences, we also believe that theyare punishable offenses.
だけれどもそれと同列に置かれている安息日のことに関してはどうですか？
But so how do we feel then about people that don't follow the Sabbath?
いやまあその安息日だろうだってまあ忙しい日本21世紀の日本ではそれはもう無理じゃんまあええやんって思えへん？
Are we just kind of going well? You know, this is not you know the old days. We've got lots of stuff to do. It's 21st century Japan. It's go go go. So oh well.
残念ながら取らない安息日はたまるんです。
But you know, the sad reality is that if you don't observe the Sabbath, if you don't take that rest, it's gonna build up.
イスラエルの人たちには7日間に1回休みなさいよっていうルールの他に、農地を持ってる人は7年間のうち1年間は農作物をその土地で作らない1年を取りなさいというルールがありました。
So an interesting thing about the Israelite system is that they did have this, you know, one day out of seven, take a day of rest, you know, it's your Sabbath. But also for the land itself, for agriculture, they had a system in place where one year out of seven, they were not to cultivate, they weren't even to plant anything in that land. It was supposed to be a year of rest for the land.
まあ、それは簡単に言うたら、土地の安息日、安息年でした。
It's like the Sabbath year for the land, right?
せやけれども、イスラエルの人々は何十年も何百年もその7年に1回休ます、土地を休ませるっていうルールを無視し続けて。
Now, unfortunately, the Israelites did not follow this rule faithfully at all. They actually ignored it for hundreds of years.
それは神様が言ってることなんかどうでもいい。それよりも土地に作物を植えて、作物を植えて、収穫して、リッチになって、作物を植えて、収穫して、リッチになってっていう、そのサイクルに絡め取られていったんです。
Now, it is likely that they were thinking to themselves, well, why should we let this land rest? I mean, we can produce some good crops, we can get a good income, we can get food in our stomachs, we can provide for our families. Why should we do this?
そしてそれは神様に対して、神様、私はあなたを信頼しません。私の7年目が私をリッチにするんですという宣言でした。
And basically, by doing that, they're actually saying, well, then, I don't trust you, God. I mean, I don't trust in your provision. I don't trust that without that land, that we can still make it and still be blessed.I'm going to use that. I'm going to work, despite you saying I shouldn't.
ですからそれをコレクトするために強制するために神様はバビロンという国にイスラエルの国を攻めさせイスラエルを滅亡しました。
And so as a result of this, God said, okay, well, if you're going to continue to ignore my rule, then you know what? I'm going to take a step back from protecting you. Babylon comes in, takes Israel, takes them out of the land and says, now your land isn't going to do nothing.
多くの人がバビロンの国に連れて行かれたんです。
They were taken away into exile into Babylon.
そこで70年住まなければいけませんでした。
70 years they were in Babylon.
そしてそのことについて第二歴代史の36章にこういうふうに書いてあるんです。ああこれはエレミヤにより告げられた主の言葉が成就してこの地が来た安息を取り戻すためでした70年間は安息を取り戻すためでしたこの荒れ果てた時代を通じてこの地は70年が満ちるまで安息を得ましたと書いてるんです
So here's what it says in 2 Chronicles 36 verse 21 The land enjoyed its Sabbath rests All the time of its desolation, it rested until the 70 years were completed in the fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah.
Okay, 皆さん考えてください。7年に1回土地を休ませるっていうのをやらなかったから、70年間土地が 休まなければいけなかったんです。とすると、何年間彼らは安息年を無視してたんでしょうか?
Take out your calculators, okay?、うんThey were away for 70 years. The land had to rest for 70 years. They were supposed to rest it for one out of every 7 years. So how long did they fail to observe this Sabbath rule on the land? 70 times 7?
490年間無視続けたんです。
490 years, they ignored the rule.
それがどんどんどんどん溜まって。
It was building and building and building.
もう神様、もう無理。バビロンにお願いしてあなた方連れてってもらいます。
And God says, okay, you know what? You guys aren't going to give the land the rest. Well, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work. Babylon, come on in, take these people away.
そしてその土地が休息を得たんです。神の命の息を土地が吸うことができたんです。
70 years then, nobody harvested in that land and it was able to rest and it was able to receive from God.
もし神様が土地のことをそんなにも気遣っておられるならば、私たち愛する神の民のこと、どれほど気遣っておられるでしょうか?
So if God is, you know, looking at the land with that much importance and that much value and saying the land needs rest, the land needs rest, what do you think?He thinks when he looks at us, you know, we who have chosen not to rest.
あなたは休んでない安息日が溜まってますか?
Are you letting these unobserved Sabbaths build up in your life?
イスラエルの人たちは耕して耕して、生み出せ、生み出せ、もっと私たちをリッチにしろと言って働いたんです。
You know, remember the Israelites were beating this land into submission saying, you know, keep growing stuff, keep cultivating, keep growing stuff, keep building up. We need to get rich.
同じように皆さんは物質的な豊かさを得るためにあなた自身や周りの人を酷使してませんか? アビュースしていませんか?
Are you beating yourself up? Are you abusing yourself to the point where, you know, accumulating wealth and getting richer is, you know, taking higher priority over actually resting?
12年前、この教会が始まる前、僕は神戸の教会で素晴らしい働きをしていました。
You know, 12 years ago, before Crossroads started, I was in a church in Kobe and I was doing a great work there.
忙しさは最高潮でした。
You know, I was super busy doing all sorts of stuff.
素晴らしい働きでした。
It was great.
そして休んでませんでした。
And I never rested.
うん。そして僕は内側から枯れていきました。
And I started to dry up inside.
最後の1年間はなんか何やってもいまいちなんかうまいこといけへん空回りの1年が続きました。
You know, and for the final year that I was at that church, it felt like no matter what I did, no matter what I put my heart into or my energy into, nothing came out of it.
それでリーダーのロブ先生とぶつかることも多かったです。
You know, I started to get into more arguments with the head pastor, Pastor Rob.
うん。そして巫女とも喧嘩することが多い1年でした。
I started to get into more and more fights with my wife at home.
で、今わかんのは、僕が休んでなかったからやって。
And now I can understand, you know, it's because I did not take time to rest.
安息日に神の働きをしてたんです。
I was doing work, I was doing God's work on the day of rest. I was doing nothing but exhaling, I was not taking any time to breathe in.
なんで僕ふふふふふって吹いてたんですか? それは僕が勝手にこもってたんです。僕の中にたっぷり命の息があるって。
You know, and I thought mistakenly that I was filled with the life of God, I was filled with it, so I didn't need to breathe in, that I was able to exhale.That was my mistake.
だけど実際吸うてないのにあるわけないやん出すもんが。
If you're not breathing in, of course you're not going to have anything to push out, right?
最後は僕はもうドーンと、もう続けていくのが無理やっていうふうになりました。
And so finally I reached the point where I had nothing left in the tank.
そしてハワイで3ヶ月休むことにしました。
So then I took 3 months off in Hawaii.
僕はその時に祈って過ごそうと思ってゆっくりした時間を過ごし始めました。
And so I started to spend some time there. I wanted to spend some time in prayer.
願ったことは神様もう一度僕に語ってくださいということでした。
God, please speak to me again.
普通やったらハワイの綺麗な海を前にして聖書を読んでたら神様語ってもええもんやんか。
You know, but normally if you go to Hawaii and spend time on the beach, you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to enjoy the beach. Like, God, if you want to speak to me, fine, but I'm going to enjoy myself. Nothing happened for 9 weeks.
何にもなかった。そして、9週間経った後、神様がはっきりと僕に語り始めました。
And then finally, at the end of 9 weeks, God finally spoke to me.
最初の言葉はこれでした。ふみ、神戸と大阪の間で教会を始めなさい。
The first thing he said was, Fumi, you need to start a church somewhere between Osaka and Kobe.
ちょっと待って、最初から言ってくれたらええやん、それやったら。ハワイに来た次の日に。
God, like, I'm in Hawaii here. Why didn't you tell me on day one that I could have enjoyed the rest of my time in beautiful Hawaii?
でも、9週間かける7回、つまり63回の安息日を僕は無視してたんです。
But I thought about it now, and I was like, okay, so for 9 weeks he didn't speak. Multiply that out by 7, the one day of the week that I should have rested. 63 Sabbaths I probably ignored.
多分60日が終わったところで 2ヶ月が終わったところで神様が語り始めたんです。そのためだと思います。
And so that's when God said, okay, now, you know, those accumulated Sabbaths have you know, dwindled away. Now you're ready to be spoken to. You've breathed in enough.Now it's time.
そして正直に僕を告白するとここ 2,3 年は僕はあまりちゃんと安息日を守ってませんでした。
And I'll tell you the truth, you know, in these past 2 or 3 years, even here at this church, I have not been observing the Sabbath very well.
僕には言い訳がいっぱいあります。
And I can make a ton of excuses.
だって忙しいもん、受験生がおったやもん、勉強してたやもん、教会が成長してたやもんって。
You know, like the church was getting bigger, everything was getting busier, we had more ministries, I've got kids that are, you know, doing entrance exams, all that stuff, I'm busy as a parent.
でも、溜まっていったんです。
But it was piling up.
だから今もう一度安息日を大切にする生活習慣を立て直そうと思ってます。
So I myself am ready now to once again start to take this Sabbath very seriously.
僕のは月曜日です。
For me, it's Monday.
皆さんはいつにしますか?
When are you going to make your Sabbath?
もしかしたら24時間取るのが難しかったら12時間から6時間から小さくても今始めてください。
So, as I said at the start of the message, you know, you may not be able to take 24 hours and make that your day of rest. That might be impossible for you. Start with 12. If 12 is impossible, start with 6. If 6 is impossible, start smaller, but start now.
神の声が聞こえない、エネルギーがない、心配が多い、クリエイティブさがなくなってるっていう現象が出てきたら、もしかしたらそれはあなたがバカなんじゃなくて、安息日を無視してるからかもしれません。
You know, if you're feeling right now in your life like you can't hear from God, God is not speaking to you, or you don't have energy, or you've got so many worries in your life, or you've got no creativity, it's not because you're foolish, and it's not because of anything stupid within yourself. Maybe it's just because you've been ignoring the Sabbath.
一息入れましょうよ。
Let's breathe in.
なぜなら神様が命の息を吹きかけてくれるからです。
You know, because God is going to breathe out and allow us to breathe in richly.
座って吸い込みましょう。
So we need to sit down and we need to soak it in, right?
神様に対する信頼を表すために一日、もしくは半日でもセットしましょうよ。
Remember, this is showing God, this is showing yourself, it's showing the world that you are relying on God, you're relying on God and your relationship with Him.
その時にあなたの人生に命が溢れます。
You know, and you will be filled with life.
あなたの言葉に、あなたの労働に力が溢れます。
You know, and everything is going to be filled with life once again, even your hard work on those other six days.
あなたが脱毛の中に神の油注ぎがあります。
You know, God is going to anoint everything that you are trying to put out then.
なぜなら神様が約束されたからです。私は安息日を祝福します。
Because God has promised us, I am going to bless the Sabbath. I'm going to bless your rest.
皆さん、安息を守ることは神様の私たちへのプレゼントなんです。
You know, the day of rest, the Sabbath is a present. It's a gift from God.
それをみんなで一緒に褒めたたえ、受け取りましょう。
So let's receive that gift. Let's receive from God.
そしてそれを大切にしましょう。
And let's take it really seriously. Let's do it.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、あなたが命の息を私たちに吹き込んでくださろうとしていることを私たちは今日学びました。
God, today we learned, we remember that you breathe life into us. You exhale and we receive.
でも目の前の忙しさや目の前の物質的な繁栄のために私たちはあなたの安息を無視してきました。
But then we tend to forget about that. We ignore that because we look at the prosperity that might be waiting for us on that day that we can do extra work.
7日目のハードワークもあなたが祝福してくださるって思ってたけど、ちゃうかってな。
You know, we believed that you were going to bless every day and every work that we do on all days of the week, but we were wrong.
私たちは今日から休むことを学びます。
We learn today and we want to put it into practice. We want to learn to rest.
あなたの命の息が必要です。
We need your breath of life.
神様、あなたが必要です。
We need you, God.
どうぞ私たちがあなたを信頼することができますように。
Help us to be able to rely on you for that blessing.
安息日は私の休日ではなく、あなたのための休日です。
The day of rest is not just for myself. It's not for me to pursue my hobbies or my agenda. It's for you, God.
その安息の中でどうぞ神様、私に語ってください。
So speak to me in my time of rest.
あなたが約束されたように祝福してください。
And Lord, please bless me as you promised to bless that rest.
イエス様、あなたが十字架でなさったことのゆえに、こうやってあなたの御名によって神様に祝福してくださいとお願いできること本当に感謝します。
And I'm so glad, God, that we're able to come before you and ask you for this blessing on our day of rest because of the work that you did on the cross, God.
私たちに安息を、サバスを与えてくださってありがとう。
Thank you for the Sabbath, God.
あなたこそ私たちのレストです。
You,
サバスです。
You are our rest.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.